Music is personal and emotional for each of us. This is especially true for Thomas Dorsey in general, and in particular in relation to Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Born July 1st, 1899, he embarked on a career as a blues musician. However, in 1920, he joined Pilgrim Baptist Church in Chicago, where he directed choirs and wrote more than 300 songs. Dorsey was well known. In 1932, he was called to St. Louis to sing in a revival. His wife, Nettie, was about to bear their first child. She persuaded him to go to the revival. Sadly, while at the first night of the revival, he received the heartbreaking news that his wife had died giving birth. He returned to Chicago only to experience the death of his newborn son the next day. Dorsey became despondent and filled with grief. After a few days, he went with a friend to a music room at a Chicago college. In his own report, he says, "I sat down at a piano and began to improvise on the keyboard. Suddenly, I found myself playing a particular melody that I hadn't played before that time. It was an adaptation of Georgian Allen's melody used with the old hymn, 'Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone.'" Dorsey then says, "As I played, I began to say, 'Blessed Lord, blessed Lord, blessed Lord.' His friend came to him and said, 'Why don't you make that Precious Lord?' Dorsey then began to sing, 'Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand.' As he said, his fingers began to manipulate over the keys. Words began to fall in place on the melody like drops of water falling from the crevice of a rock." So yes, music is personal and emotional. And by music, we are led to places of hope and comfort. Yes, led home. So listen carefully to the words. When each of us is tired or weak or worn, we are led through the storm, through the night, led to the light.